Hello, my name is Paul Moss, host of The Great Eastern. I come to you today from Studio J, home of the BCN's radio drama series Playlets, and of our acclaimed children's show, Uncle Jack's Shack. This year, the BCN celebrates 60 years of radio drama production in this hallowed studio facility. What a spot! Assembled from the bombed-out remains of a decommissioned dirigible hangar, this studio is supposed to be a temporary addition to the rear of the once abattoir that is the BCN. But the natural acoustics in here... Hello! The voxy-testosteronal resonance so beloved of radio folk made it a fixture. And it remains equipped with state-of-the-art, albeit as practiced in the 1930s, state-of-the-art technology. Here, an original Krupps Funkenscheid Serie A Preußen Hengst ribbon mic. It was our very first station manager, Jabez Lundergan, who made the courageous decision to broadcast local radio dramas. Listeners quickly developed a deep loathing for them, accustomed as they were to the slick shows made in London and New York. Nevertheless, Lundergan was an amateur playwright and actor himself, and he stood firm, continuing to broadcast his own works and those of his small circle of friends. Well, gradually, listeners were won over. Indeed, one local production became the most popular radio serial on the BCN, Elmer Collins' Ham Operator. Islanders were entranced by Elmer's tireless battle to defend Watertown, the fictional Newfoundland metropolis, from a host of evils. They would have listened to the show on a radio just like this one. The hum as it came on and the vacuum tubes aglow. So turn your lights down low, sit back, and celebrate with us the Diamond Jubilee of radio drama on the BCN.
Furlong Confections presents The Bullseye Mystery Theater. This week, Elmer Collins, Ham Operator, in Fudge on the Fritz.
Bonnie Sweetapple, cub reporter, calling Major Elmer Collins. Do you copy?
You're coming in loud and clear, young lady.
How's life in the Third King's Own Light Ham?
I'm monitoring the airwaves over the island, listening for spies trying to make contact with U-boats offshore. But thankfully, there's no activity.
Well, if you get bored, I've got a ham you can operate on.
A ham? With the rationing, where did you ever get a ham, Bonnie? So, what's new down at the Times Daily Telegraph Dispatch and Post?
Oh, not much. Just another convoy disappearing without a trace after sailing from Watertown.
What? Not the vital transatlantic convoy carrying the latest Allied secret weapon that could mean the difference between victory and defeat in the European theater?
No, that one sails today.
Oh.
The one that disappeared was just a regular old convoy.
Disappeared? But how could that have happened?
I don't know, Elmer.
Me either.
We're running a story about a lady who was out sailing last night and saw the convoy, said she was stunned by a strange noise and a beam of light, and when she looked again, the convoy was gone.
That could be a clue.
Sounds like the convoy got hit by a giant ray gun or something.
A giant ray gun? That's the mark of my old nemesis, Professor Basil Fudge, behind this.
But, Elmer, Professor Fudge is dead, remember? The explosion?
Yes, Bonnie, you would think so. But Professor Fudge has cheated the hangman before.
What will be the point of disappearing Allied convoys?
Good question, Bonnie. Let's just hope Professor Fudge hasn't teamed up with Adolf Schickelgruber and his Nazi no good burgers. Or it will be a long way to Tipperary. A long, 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 long way. Quick, Bonnie! There's no time to lose. Meet me at the secret headquarters of Naval Intelligence HQ as soon as you can.
Right, Elmer.
And remember, loose lips sink ships.
Is that what they do, Elmer?
Yes, they sink ships.
Big ships?
And small. It's an expression, Bonnie. It means the...
Oh! 88, Elmer.
73 is to you, young lady.
Meanwhile, on a secret man-made island in the mid-Atlantic...
So far, so good, Professor Fudge. This secret man-made island in the mid-Atlantic has proven ideal for focusing your Invisobeam on the Allied convoys.
Yes, Captain Starzl. Testing is now complete. The Invisobeam is ready to disappear the ultimate target.
The Allies will be brought to their knees, and then your Führer and I will share the world. And this time, no one can stop me.
No one?
No one, do you hear me?
What about Elmer Collins?
Not even Elmer Collins, ham operator.
Guten Abend, mein Obergruppenführer.
Yes, what is it, Charles?
We have received word from our spies in Watertown that the convoy containing the vital secret weapon that could mean the difference between victory and defeat in the European theater is sailing tonight.
Wunderbar.
It looks as though these ships are getting ready to sail out of Watertown Harbor, Elmer.
The convoy must be assembling, Bonnie. We're running out of time.
Hey, fellas.
You certainly know a lot of sailors, Bonnie.
Well, you know, Elmer, my work with the Wrens.
Of course.
Hey, fellas, guns cleaned, oiled, and ready to fire?
Careful, Bonnie. These eager young bucks might get the wrong impression. And say, that reminds me, perhaps it's time for patriotic duty of a different stripe.
Right, Elmer.
You know, you enlisted men, you don't want to go into battle half-cocked.
That's right. Once you're overseas, yearning for your sweetheart's soothing caress,
you'll be a perfect target for Sally Strumpet, the Nazi's best friend.
Hey, sailor boy!
What?
Buy us a drink, will ya?
What?
Tickle your fancy. Oi, he likes that. Undo your trousers, yeah? Oh, is this Sam Brown, then?
God.
Don't let D-Day turn into VD-Day. Make your French landing a safe one.
And leave Hitler holding the bag.
Private hygiene for men from Furlong.
In regulation khaki, mufti, and navy rib. Special for the enlisted men.
We return now to Elmer Collins, ham operator.
Colonel Blithers, is that you?
Oh, hello, Elmer.
Bonnie, this is Colonel Blithers, head of British intelligence in the North Atlantic.
Say, Colonel, what's with the dress and the pumps?
It's a disguise, Bonnie.
Yes, I was on a case, actually.
I'll bet you were.
There's no time to lose, Colonel. We've got to get down to business.
Well, good. What say I take you around the back way?
I'm afraid I'm not up on your old Cambridge traditions, sir.
No, I'm in through this door. Here, Collins.
A secret entrance.
Welcome to HRH's first RCAF NFLD Intelligence HQ.
Wow.
Hi, Collins.
Hey, fellas.
Spiffy command post, Colonel.
Well, it's not much to Wales. The lager on tap of the pasties aren't bad. How about a song? Come on, chaps. Everybody. One quick thing before we get down to it. Corporal!
Here I have that.
Oh, come on, man. A double. Don't you know there's a war on? That's more like it. Just the ticket. Right then. Perhaps we should retire to the map room.
Very good idea, sir.
Through here. Ah, here we are. Port, brandy, cigar.
Perhaps we should look at some maps.
Perhaps we should look at some maps.
Ah, here we are.
It's jolly rum, this disappearing business. Whitehall's breathing down my neck.
I'll get to the bottom of it, or my name isn't Elmer Collins.
Gee, Elmer, you're so brave. These maps, here.
Ah.
Here, you see, you two. They were seized from a German U-boat just last week.
Now, the convoys disappeared here, 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 and here.
All in exactly the same place.
By heavens, so it is.
Then that must mean the ray gun is mounted on a U-boat, which is just sitting there in that very spot. All we have to do is search and destroy.
Simple. Brandy's all around. Celebration.
Don't mind me, but a ray gun of that potency would require a huge power supply that couldn't fit on a submarine. Since all the convoys disappeared in the same place, that's probably where they entered the range of a fixed firing point.
Of course! The ray gun must have been fired from a land-based station with a massive generator.
Good thinking, Elmer.
Yes, brilliant, Holmes.
It still doesn't narrow it down much.
Geography!
Well, taking the curvature of the Earth as a limiting factor, hand me that protractor, Colonel.
Mm-hmm.
If the ray gun is E, then the log of the arc times C squared is, let's see, the ray gun must have been fired from within a 232-mile radius of the point where all the disappearances occurred.
Yes, well, even assuming for one moment you might be onto something, it still doesn't help us much.
Oh, well, sorry.
I'm afraid the ray gun could have been fired from practically anywhere between the Faroe Islands, Bermuda, and St. Fritz. St. Fritz? Extraordinary. Never heard of the place myself. Just let me check now. St. Fritz.
It's not on any Allied maps.
No mention of it in my Thomas Cook travel guide.
Of course. A secret man-made island in the mid-Atlantic. The perfect place for Fudge to join forces with the Nazi and wreak havoc on Allied supply lines.
Well, there's no time to lose then. Corporal, have a submarine brought round and another gin while you're at it, man.
Do you think we're really the right men for the job? Sorry, Bunny. I mean, perhaps some commandos could storm the island.
Look, Collins. You're the only one who has intimate knowledge of this Fudge fellow.
What are you suggesting, sir?
It's psychology, man. His approach to electronics.
Your drink, sir.
Oh, perfect.
And the submarine there, sir.
Ah, this way, you two. Now, it's an Austin mini-sub, so I'm afraid you'll have to share a bunk.
We'll manage somehow.
Remember, we can only hold this convoy all for 24 hours. That's one day. That means you've got to infiltrate the island and disarm the ray gun by 0800 tomorrow morning.
Don't you mean evening?
Do I? Yes, I suppose I do. Well, stop.
What's your step, young lady?
This certainly is a mini-sub. I can hardly get my hips through here.
I'll see to it that you both get a royal commendation for this. Hard drive through the cover. By gum, we'll get the bastard.
Welcome aboard. I'm Captain Craig.
Captain.
Captain.
And this is my crew.
Hello.
Hi, fellas.
Your mini quarters are just off the galley. Bit of a tight squeeze, I'm afraid.
Where's the mini engineering shop, Captain? I need to get to work on a multi-purpose pocket defractulator.
Don't you think we should get a little shut-eye first, Elmer? It could be our last chance.
Perhaps you're right, Bonnie.
Pleasant dream.
Thank you, Captain.
Oh, this is snug.
I'll say. Very snug indeed.
Up, let's go.
Perhaps we should take turns, Bonnie.
Good idea, Elmer. I'll go first.
Bonnie, pull yourself together. I meant take turns sleeping.
Oh.
I'll be back in the engine room should you need me.
Elmer, please don't leave. Not now.
Well, all right then, Bonnie.
You know, Elmer, this could be the end for us.
There.
We've known each other for a long time, and we've had a lot of thrilling adventures together. But there's still one thing we haven't done. One thing we need to do.
Really? What's that?
Heavens to Betsy's, Bonnie.
Tremendous work there, tremendous. The classic, the golden age of radio, in fact. Yes, this moment here, unfortunately, lost to the vicissitudes of time, the tape gone, perhaps worn from frequent play, perhaps a censor snip during our puritanical dark age in the mid-50s. Luckily, however, the script survives, and Bonnie declares her love for Elmer. Elmer reciprocates, and Bonnie complains then that Elmer's reciprocation was altogether too brief. So after a short period of contemplation, Elmer reciprocates in a different manner, and Bonnie announces loudly that she is very pleased with Elmer's amorous reciprocation, and, more here, and, let's turn the reel over now, and continue with part two of Elmer Collins, Ham Operator, and the episode known as Fudge
Thunder Fritz.
With part two of Fudge on the Fritz.
Oh, God. Wow. Elmer?
Yes, Bonnie?
I feel better now.
That certainly was refreshing. Is it just my imagination, Bonnie? Or is this thing surfacing?
Oh, Elmer.
We're nearing some Fritz, surfacing for a little recce. Up, periscope.
Ah, well, well, well.
What is it, Captain?
It's a ship, definitely on course for St. Fritz. Ah, it's the SS Marshal Petain, flagship of the Maginot Line. And it's flying the ensign of the NSO.
Nazi service overseas. They must be going to entertain the German troops.
It could be a trick. I don't think so. I can even see some show people hanging over the side. If it isn't the famous Vichy entertainers, Pierre and Claire.
This could be our ticket to the island, Bonnie. Can we surface and intercept, Captain?
Certainly. Mr. Starkey, full speed ahead. Sergeant Pepper, prepare the torpedoes. Mr. Mustard, bring us up to four fathoms.
What a stroke of luck. Know any cabaret numbers, Bonnie?
One or two.
Then let's give Fudge and the Boche a show they'll never forget.
Appelez-vous, Pierre.
Later, on the secret man-made island of St. Fritz.
Professor Fudge, the supply convoy containing the new Allied secret weapons, it could mean the difference.
I know, Strausser.
Well, anyway, it's about 2 hours from being in range. Have you made the latest adjustments to the Invisobeam?
Oh, yes. Just make sure your men keep shoveling enough coal to feed the generator.
Yes, what is it, Sergeant?
Pierre and Claire, the Vichy entertainers have arrived. And the show is about to begin in the vessel.
Marvelous. You must come, Professor Fudge.
Dinner and a show? What a perfect way to take my mind off world domination for a couple of hours.
Meine Herren und Damen, Mesdames et Messieurs, Ladies and Gentlemen of the Third Reich, Nazi service overseas is proud to present the internationally renowned Pierre Claire.
How did she? I love the kissy-kissy.
Why, they offer you their keys, Lorraine.
And in Sudeten, Fräuleins were waiting.
For the German boys to ease their pain. Now up in Norway, Amore is done the old back door way.
And Quisling got them on their knees. It's a wonderful war. You get off on so much more when you're marching with the master.
So, Claire, I heard you love a man in uniform.
No, Pierre. I had him take his off first. So, Pierre, how about those three French?
De Gaulle! De Gaulle!
Claire, have you been to Russia lately?
Who hasn't? Mussolini is a weenie. He wears a stupid beanie.
Il Duce is the real clown. Is all shut down.
But we've got Goebbels and Himmler.
And Goebbels are real winners.
And the Swiss are really on our side. It's a wonderful war. You get offered so much more when you're marching with the master. It's a wonderful war. You get offered so much more when you're marching with the master.
I am Captain Strasser, Commandant of St. Fritz.
Hello.
And this is Mr. Schmidt. Mr. Schmidt, our evil genius.
Professor Fudge.
Very pleased to meet you.
Hello.
Schnapps? No? Perhaps some champagne. It is very good. It's from Saxony.
I'll just have a Coca-Cola.
Elmer?
All right, of course, a Pepsi.
lovely man-made island you have here.
Oh, it's just something to be thrown together. Would you care to dance, Claire?
Yes, and then perhaps a stroll in the night air?
Do you know the goose step?
I know you from somewhere, Pierre.
I don't think so.
You look so familiar.
No, monsieur, you are mistaken.
It'll come to me. Oh, look at the time. If you'll excuse me, Pierre, I have to see a man about a dog. Schultz, my lab coat. And make sure you take care of our little French friend here.
Oh, why, thank you. And as a token of my appreciation, I have a little something for you.
Oh, what is it?
It's a homing beacon.
Oh, marvelous. I don't have one of those. I thank you so very much. Goodbye.
Au revoir.
Now, where did Bonnie and Captain Strasser get off to? There's no time to lose.
Anything I can get you, Pierre?
No, I think I'll just take a stroll myself. Where's the exit?
It's the first door to your right after the secret entrance to the underground bunker.
Thank you.
Secret entrance to underground bunker, authorized personnel only. This could be it. Darn, it's locked.
Whoa. Elmer?
Bonnie, how did you get in here?
I managed to get the key off Captain Strasser.
Good. Did you kill him?
No, he's sleeping. These passageways are a labyrinth. How are we ever going to find the ray gun?
I planted a homing device on Fudge. Let's see. This way, Bonnie. And down here.
My God, Elmer, it's almost 01800. Hurry.
All right, we're almost there. It must be just around this corner. Drat!
A dead end?
But that's impossible.
Well. Look who dropped in.
Oh, hello, Monsieur Schmidt.
Hello, Elmer Collins.
I was looking forward to having you witness my little endgame.
Get up, over against the wall. You too, Miss Cub Reporter. Guards, tie them up.
If only you could have used your genius for allied good instead of Nazi evil, Professor Fudge.
I thought that way once, too. I even tried to give the prototype to the Canucks, but they wanted a study first, and they wanted to hire consultants, and they wanted to make an environmental assessment and have bilingual proposals.
Darned Canadian bureaucracy.
Well, well, look at the time. 01757. You there, anonymous-looking fellow in the plastic clothing. Is the Inviso beam ready?
Careful!
It won't make any difference, Fudge. Even if you do disappear the secret weapon and the supplies on that convoy, the Allies will still win the war because they're decent family men.
Ah, come in, Captain.
Sorry I'm late. I was touring the perimeter.
No doubt.
What are they doing here?
What's going on?
Fool! They're Allied spies.
God in Himmel, it's Elmer Collins and...
Bonnie's sweet apple.
We must kill both of them immediately.
Not yet.
They have tormented me for years, and now I want them to die with a certain agony that their cause is lost. Lock Inviso beam to target. Pressurize Inviso juice. What is that?
The perimeter wire has been cut.
Check it out, Strasser.
Guards, come with me.
Elmer, I've worked one of my hands
through. Good, Bonnie. Reach into my pocket. You'll find a miniature invisibeam defractulator.
Got it. My, that is tiny.
Now, point it at the invisibeam control panel and press down hard on the button.
It's hot.
That's it, Bonnie. Yes, there. Right there. Yes.
I can't hold on, Elmer.
Just a little longer, Bonnie. Yes, that's it. Yes, yes, yes.
Going on? Incompetence!
Oh, it will only work for a moment. Can you untie me, Bonnie?
I think so. Got it.
The invisible beast with the fresh
calculated!
The party's over, Fudge.
You idiot, Collins!
I've had just about enough of you.
Watch out, Elmer! That's it. Get him, Elmer!
It's just you and me now, Professor.
You don't scare me, Collins.
Really? No. Take that and some of that, you damn villain. I'd say he's about done now, Bonnie.
Damn you, Elmer Collins.
Hello, chaps. Everything under control?
Colonel Blithers.
Yes, Colonel. All taken care of.
Splendid. Brandy's all around. Corporal.
Hey, I can't say.
Sorry, I missed your show. Thought we were going to make the curtain, actually.
Have you taken the island?
Oh, yes, yes. The chaps did a bang-up job. Gave Jerry a stiff kick up the old schnitzel. Didn't know what hit him. The googly, eh?
Well, at least we've got a safe way out of here.
Now, where's this Fudge fellow?
He's right over there.
He's gone.
Disappeared. Of course, how foolish of me.
He must have had some sort of... auto...
invisibilator.
Extraordinary.
Ow! Elmer!
It wasn't me, Bonnie.
Well, good riddance to the blighter, I say. Looks like we're about done here.
Not quite, Colonel.
Hmm?
Bonnie?
That's right, Elmer. We still have a long way to go to beat the enemy. So you at home, do your duty and support our lads in their effort overseas by purchasing Newfoundland war bonds. Invest your savings in freedom.
The bonds are redeemable at the Newfoundland Savings Bank and reach maturity beginning in 1950.
You'll be helping our boys kick Bosch butt.
With an investment as rock solid as our island dominion. With your help, someday soon we're going to win this war.
And I'll finally be able to get married and have kids.
I'll bet you can't wait to get back into the kitchen and forget about the new skills you've learned during the conflict.
You bet.
That's reassuring.
Well, I say, I hate to break in like this, but it seems there's a spot of trouble in Indo-Samnesia. The Japs have got it into their little heads to invade the place. I'm afraid that's not good enough.
I'm your man, Blithers.
Well, Bonnie's fluent in Indo-Samnesian and Japanese, and might be an idea to have her along as well.
Let's do it, Elmer.
Let's.
88s, folks.
And 73s from me.
You have been listening to Elmer Collins, Ham Operator, in Fudge on the Fritz, starring Benmont Biggs as Elmer Collins and Winnie Gamberg as Bonnie Sweetapple. The Bullseye Mystery Theater is brought to you by Furlong Confections, suppliers of knobs to fighting Newfoundlanders overseas. Also heard in today's cast were Evelyn Bradley Mead as Colonel Blithers, Lester Halfyard as the evil Professor Fudge, Reg Maunder as Captain Strasser, and Clyde Bridger as the submarine commander. I'm Whitfield Partridge. Tune in again next week when the Bullseye Mystery Theater presents Captain Lloyd Duncan in Incident at Ugobamba. You've been listening to a special broadcast celebrating the diamond anniversary of radio drama here at the BCN. My name is Paul Moth. Diamond Jubilee celebrations continue all weekend here at the BCN. Tonight, listeners will be pleased to hear the long-anticipated live concert performance featuring the reunited Cowbay Cowboys with Jeff Brent.